Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Kumf Lamed Zayin Chulin 137 and on Kumf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara discusses what is the amount of the Reishis Agaz that a person has to give. That we've already stated that a person has to give to the Kohen the fleecing of the wool, that when a person fleeces their wool, but how much is a person supposed to give to the Kohen? So the Gemara analyzes the statement that Rav and Shmuel make. So says the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Travayo, they both agreed, Reishis Hagaz, that the fleecing of the sheep, one can fulfill this mitzvah b'shishim. A person can fulfill this by giving one portion, 1/60th of the wool that was fleeced from the sheep to the Kohen. And so too as it relates to the mitzvah of truma. And this is a reference to truma gedola that a person has to take from their crops and their fruit that grow in the land of Israel. And before they take it, it's called tevel or untithed, and you can't eat it. Neither a Kohen nor Yisrael. So these things have to be given to the Kohen. And how much must you give? Truma is bishishim. You have to give 1/60th of the crops. Biblically speaking, it's the grain, the wine, and the oil. And rabbinically, it's also the fruits. And also as it relates to the peah, be'echa mishishim. And what is the law of the peah? The peah is when a person harvests their field, the person has to leave over one portion of their crops in order that afterwards the poor people could come and harvest it for themselves. And this is based upon the fact that it says in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 22, that a person should not harvest the corner of their field when they harvest it. And so therefore, Rav and Shmuel are teaching us that a person really needs to leave over 1/60th in order to fulfill the mitzvah of peah. So therefore, we see that this concept of 1/60th applies to the Reishis Hagaz, to the mitzvah of truma, and to the mitzvah of peah. So the Gemara asks, is this really the case that Rav and Shmuel are correct, that truma is b'shishim, that truma is with 1/60th? V'anan t'nan, but we learned in our Mishnah in Trumos, and what is the size for truma? If somebody is giving with an ayin yafah, echad me'arbayim, that if somebody is a generous person, he wants to give to the Kohen, a person will give 1/40th, not 1/60th. So how could it be that Rav and Shmuel would cite as the halacha the smallest amount? It could be that they're saying the minimum amount, because they would probably at least give them the medium amount, which is 1/50th, or even 1/40th. Why would they say 1/60th? And so the Gemara's answer is that yes, Rav and Shmuel are talking about d'oraisa b'shishim and d'rabbanan b'arbayim. So when Rav or Shmuel are giving their amount, they're saying biblically speaking, when a person gives truma, a person has to give 1/60th. However, rabbinically, the rabbis instituted that a person should give 1/40th of their produce as truma to the Kohen. So the Gemara asks, that too is a problematic position. Why? Because d'oraisa b'shishim, really, is it biblically speaking, 1/60th is all that's needed? V'amar Shmuel, chita achas boteras esakri. Shmuel taught that really to biblically fulfill one's obligation as of truma, a person does not need to give 1/60th, but rather a person really just needs to give one kernel of grain and in order one kernel of wheat in order to fulfill the obligation of truma from a biblical level. And so clearly, it can't be the case that 1/60th is the biblical amount when we say really the biblical amount is just one kernel of wheat. So the Gemara's answer is d'oraisa k'dishmuel, that the Gemara says that the size of the truma really biblically speaking is like Shmuel, that one wheat is sufficient, and d'rabbanan b'd'oraisa, but the rabbis say that d'rabbanan as it relates to the biblical truma, like for example of the grain, the wine, and the oil, which is a biblical obligation to truma, then a person has to give 1/140th, and how achas me'arbayim, but derabbanan b'derabbanan. But when a person needs to give the rabbinic amount on a rabbinic truma, which is as it relates to other fruits, like fruits of the tree and vegetables, then we say it's 1/60th. So if a person is giving the rabbinic amount that one must give on biblical truma is 1/40th, and the rabbinic amount that one must give on rabbinic truma is 1/60th. So then the Gemara questions the law as it relates to peah, as it relates to the corner of the field. How can he say peah is b'shishim? How can we say that the obligation for peah is 1/60th? V'atanan, but we learned in the Meseches Peah, Eud Vah, Dvarim She'en Lahem Shir, that there are certain things which have no measure to them whatsoever, that you can give an unlimited amount. And what are these things? Ha'peya, va'bikurim, va'rayon, the mitzvah of peya, the size of the field, the bikurim, the obligation to bring the first fruits up that grew in the land of Israel up to the temple and place them on the floor before the Kohen in a basket, and rayon, and the mitzvah of the rayon is the mitzvah of olas re'iyah, that a person has to come to the courtyard in the temple, and when they come to that courtyard in the temple, they need to bring a korban olas re'iyah. And so there's no limit to the amount of times that a person is obligated to come to the temple, because every festival he's going to be obligated again and bring this korban. And also there's no limit in shiur to the amount of money one should spend on this korban. It's just according to what a person is able to afford. So we see from here, how could they say that by peah it's 1/60th when we say that a peah has no measurement? So the Gemara says, indeed you're right. D'oraisa ein lo shiur, that biblically speaking there's no limit to the amount of the peah, but d'rabbanan, but rabbinically speaking that it is b'shishim, and it rabbinically speaking that it is 1/60th of the amount. So we see from here that when it comes to the Gemara is telling us there are three things that have no limit, and all of these three things have to do with generosity. Peah, when the amount that a person gives to poor people, there's really no prescribed limit to that. Your person can really give so much as it relates to the corner of the field. The bikurim, which is the gifts, the first of the fruits, as showing the generosity and the gratitude to Hashem, there's no limit to that. And the ra'ayon, which is the olas re'iyah, which is the amount of the pilgrimage, which is that a person comes to praise Hashem and to recognize the source of all of their strength, that also has no limit. These are things, ein lahem shiur.